Hello, everybody. Hello. Hello, shampoo. Hello. Don't have Halo shampoo anymore.
No. Hey. Don't have a lot of good things anymore.
You know, we're very thankful for you being here, Judge. And, you know, I had mentioned that I've seen that Trump just brought somebody new into the cabinet over there. That guy, what starts with a B, Bongiorno, what's his name?
Oh, Dan Bongino is the deputy director of the FBI.
Yeah, what did he, you were on Fox a lot of years. What was he doing on Fox?
He was a part-time contributor. He's a former, he's not a former FBI. This is a job that heretofore has always gone to a senior FBI person who knows the ins and outs of the bureau. Whatever, Trump wants to shake things up, I get it. He is a former NYPD and former Secret Service. I'm actually surprised. He'll be happy to hear me say this. I am surprised that he gave up his podcast and radio show because he's the king of the hill. He's second only to Rogan. His numbers are huge and his income is extraordinary. And now all that's gone. I don't know if he's paying somebody to replace him or if it's just going to dissipate, but gone.
You know, Trump has brought in the numbers that are out there, some 19 people from Fox onto into his office. And the one person that he should have brought in that was the top of Fox is Judge Andrew Napolitano. And there was an opportunity for that to happen when Trump was president back in 2018. When he had to select a new Supreme Court judge. And rather than selecting the judge, he brought a clown in there to take the place. But there was nobody on Fox that had a better reputation than Judge Andrew Napolitano, because he's a man that just talks about facts, not what I believe, what I want, what I wish, what I hope for, only about what is in the Constitution, what is in the Bill of Rights, that have been stolen from us. But the truth isn't allowed. You got to look at that. Look at the, it's a freak show. And to mention how the media, by the way, has become such a freak show. This is a story that's making the news, whether it's the toilet paper record, the New York Times. I call it they call it the paper record. It's the toilet paper record. It's only good to wipe your ass with that paper. This is the Wall Street Journal. $5 a day for this thing, by the way. It's not worth anything anymore. MSNBC revamp elevates Psaki.
Psaki.
MSNBC is overhauling much of its lineup, canceling prominent anchor Joy Reid's show, and elevating former Biden White House press secretary Jen Psaki, in an effort to refresh its programming. Wait a minute. You're bringing in a former White House piece of bullshit that puts out propaganda? You call this the media? They're nothing more than prostitutes. They're media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and government whoremasters. This is disgusting. Journalism is dead. And that's why you got to tune in to see the judge, because he says what the facts are, as we do with the Trends Journal.
Thank you for your kind and generous words. I don't know her. I've never met her. And I don't watch MSNBC, so I don't know why they're promoting her. They must think she's going to produce ratings. I don't know.
No, but you don't take somebody that's a former press secretary and bring them into, and you call it journalism?
Yeah, well,
when you're on one side? Oh, and how about that little other clown they got on, the one after another? There's a whole bunch of them out there. Stephanopoulos. Oh, little mouthpiece of Bill Clinton? Oh, you forgot that one, everybody? Oh, by the way, this is one of my T-shirts, Judge, when Clinton was running for office back in 1992.
That's before the Monica Lewinsky stuff came out.
This is when he was running.
Oh, wow.
1992. Wow. I call it like I see it.
Yeah, so you know, Fox did the same thing. I can't think of her name. Young, attractive, blonde-haired woman that was George W. Bush's press secretary is now a mainstay at Fox.
Yeah.
Dana Perino. So
yeah. Yeah.
I think the networks think that these people who are already known to their niche audience will want to see more of these people. But again, since I don't watch it, I don't know how it resonates.
But it's not journalism.
Agreed. There's very little journalism. There's very little journalism left today. Max Blumenthal was on a vacation to Nicaragua. And when he returned to Dulles Airport, he and his wife and baby were ordered into a room, and they were interrogated about what Max said on my show.
Oh, my God.
Now, Max wrote a piece about this, and he's going to be on with me tomorrow to discuss it. I was kind of startled to read the piece, and Max basically said, "You're concerned about the content of my speech?" Then they started to ask him if he knew people, and he didn't know this person, didn't know that person, and then they let him go. This is America. This is Dulles International Airport outside of Washington, D.C. and outside of Baltimore, interrogating an American citizen over the content of his speech. A journalist who speaks freely and openly about peace from venues all over the world. So this is where we live. This is Donald Trump's FBI. This is not Joe Biden's State Department stealing Scott Ritter's passport. This is Donald Trump's FBI monitoring the freedom of speech and interrogating someone about why they said what they said. So these are dark times, Gerald.
Yep.
For you, me, and the people listening to us now.
And that's why everybody that's listening, you got to go to Judging Freedom. You're going to have Max Blumenthal on. You have great people on.
I have Colonel McGregor on today, and I have Congressman Thomas Massey on today. The topic with Congressman Massey is pretty basic. Do we still have a constitution? Yeah. Unfortunately, the answer to that is no.
There's nobody, by the way, in the government that I respect more than Thomas Massey.
Same here.
Nobody.
Same here.
I was honored, if you remember back, it was about 2021 or 2023, some time there, when you and I were both speakers at Ron Paul's event, and Massey was one of the speakers there.
Yes.
And, no, there's nobody like him out there. This guy's very brave.
Yes.
And he lost his wife, and he's still out there fighting. And so go to Judging Freedom. Again, journalism's dead. We're giving you everything we can also in the Trends Journal that you're not getting anywhere else. That the media brings in these little clown mouthpieces for the government to be journalists. Who are you talking to? Am I in the third grade? You know, you're spewing out there little socky, little one jerk after another they're bringing in there to bring up their ratings. Anyway, Judge, you got an article coming out tomorrow. Very important. Donald Trump and the government by experts. So tell us more about this.
Well, the president of the United States, who was a former professor of constitutional law and former president of Princeton University and former governor of New Jersey, Woodrow Wilson, had the idea, arguably one of our worst presidents. By worst, I mean least faithful to the Constitution and most harmful to individual liberty. Wilson had the idea that the American public would be healthier, happier, and more prosperous if we had a government by experts, not a government by the people we elect, but a government by the people we elect hired as experts. And so he created the Federal Reserve, the IRS, the Centers for Disease Control, the Food and Drug Administration, and filled them with experts and got Congress to enact laws that effectively made them a fourth branch of the government. They're not recognized by the Constitution. They write their own rules. They enforce their own rules. They interpret their own rules. They have their own judges. They punish people for violating the rules. Their judges are not judges nominated by the president, confirmed by the Senate. They're employees of the agency that put black robes on and everybody calls them judge. Donald Trump has had enough of this. Now, he should, I argue, get rid of it by legislation, because that will stop all the lawsuits against him. But he's impatient, and he's getting rid of it by firing the heads of these agencies and by squeezing them financially. But he gets it. I don't agree with everything he does, and I don't agree with his style. I'm profoundly in disagreement, as you are, with his policy toward Israel, but I'm in profound agreement with his efforts towards normalization with Russia and peace. But he gets it that the administrative state is alien to the Constitution, is not representative of the people, and needs to go. That's what this article is about.
You write here that last week, President Donald Trump began the systematic dismantling of government by experts. He rightfully has complained that the administrative agencies answer to no one. They make rules, they enforce them, they prosecute those who allegedly ignore them, and they even judge their own prosecutions. In administrative law courts, the judges are not independent. They work for the same boss as the prosecutor, the administrative agency. He'd be a sounder constitutional ground if he did the dismantling by legislation, not fiat. Explain that, please.
Well, Congress created these agencies. Theoretically, the president cannot get rid of them by an executive order. He can only get rid of them by Congress undoing them. If Congress undid them, then all the litigation, all the challenges in the courts goes away, because Congress, which created these monstrosities, this is one of your favorites, the CDC, which told us you have to stand 6 feet apart from everybody in public, but not in private. I knew you'd laugh at that. The EPA, which declared a mud puddle to be a navigable water. The Marine and Fishery Group, which said we're going to put federal agents on the boats to count the number of fish you take out of the sea, and then we're going to send you a bill for the salary of the federal agents. All this stuff is not done by Congress. It's done by administrative agencies, and Trump wants to stop it by starving them, by holding back their money. He should do it by legislation. Just eradicate them all in one piece of legislation.
You know, you also write something here. This may get some people wouldn't like to hear. You say that, by the way, you mentioned one thing you didn't mention about that little slime ball. Of course, you're a Princeton guy, so you got Woodrow Wilson, who was the former president of Princeton.
Second worst president in history.
Yeah. Gave us World War One.
Correct. Gave us the federal income tax. Gave us the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Say again.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. A Yankee Doodle do or die. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, how they sold us World War One like it was a smart thing to happen.
Over there.
Yeah. Oh, the Yanks are coming over there. What are you doing over there? Oh, you got a slime ball that brought you into the war, and that's been... But you also say, now this is going to upset some people. I have often thought that after Abraham Lincoln, Woodrow Wilson was our worst president. Abraham Lincoln? Why, we have Lincoln's Day. How could you say that?
People get angry at me when I attack Lincoln. They should read our friend and colleague Tom DiLorenzo's books on Abraham Lincoln, who attempted to preserve slavery by proposing the 13th Amendment, known as the Corwin Amendment, which would have preserved it in perpetuity, who slaughtered 750,000 Americans. No head of state in the history of the world had ever directed his military to attack civilians of his own country until Lincoln directed General Sherman to attack civilians in the South. And his military burnt farms, burnt courthouses, raped women and slaughtered innocents. He was truly a monster of gargantuan proportions. But you wouldn't know that if you went to a public school, because, as you said, we're all taught to believe that for some strange reason, he's a great human being. Without getting too much into the weeds, anybody that's interested in this, about Tom's got about four books out there. The seminal one is The Real Abraham Lincoln by Professor Tom DiLorenzo. You can't put it down.
No, no, I read it. It's excellent. You know, Judge, we've been at, you know, we're not kids anymore, you know, I've been at this a long time. I've never seen a time like this where with a new president where so much has changed, and for the good and the bad. But, and I have to say this, if Biden was reelected, it would be more of the same and worse.
And, well, you know, it's very strange, Gerald. Trump's attitude about Gaza is an extension of Biden's.
Yep.
Trump actually sold the Israelis bombs that Biden refused to sell them, which are 22,000-pound bombs. The Israelis don't even have a plane big enough or strong enough to pick this thing up and take it up. 22,000 pounds is only intended for one reason, to destroy city blocks of buildings and human beings in one fell swoop. And on Ukraine, I know he's talking to Putin. I know they're trying to work out a deal. But why is he concocting a deal with Zelensky for mineral rights in return for military aid? Why is he giving Zelensky any military aid? He should take that Joe Biden spigot and turn it off.
You know, the other thing, too, what happened is it was the news, this guy, this John Stewart, you know, that he cut his hand, smashed it on a glass as he was screaming and yelling about Trump getting rid of all these agencies.
Well, I didn't know that. He cut his hand on air?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And, but he was complaining that, you know, Trump is getting rid of all of these agencies, you know, that are giving money out. But how about all the dough that's going to the big corporations? You know, he made a good point there.
Well, at one point, Trump said he wanted to cut the military budget in half. I can't imagine the military, industrial, congressional, banking, pharmaceutical complex would allow him to do that, because they depend on it. The banks depend on it, and the arms makers depend on it. So yeah, I don't even know if he could get away with that.
Yeah, again, but the bigs are still running the show. I mean, and again, they have these stupid things. You know, we give them grants if they or the big corporations, when they build things, they give tax breaks, on and on and on. The bigs are getting all the, how come I don't get a tax break? Oh, you're not big enough to get a tax break. You know, I mean, this is a lot of bullshit. It's not what this country's built upon. And again, what Trump is doing too, he's complaining about, is that, again, what did Trump just come out with, that he'll give somebody donates $5 million or something, he'll give them a gold pass for the rich people to come into the
country?
He's
willing to allow rich people to pay the federal government. This is a very dangerous precedent, to bypass the immigration laws. Give the federal government $5 million and you're automatically an American citizen.
Hey, you're just a poor piece of crap. Get the hell out of here. You got no money? Shut your damn mouth. And that's what the administration is. Look at all the billionaires you got in the club. Every day I got to hear the shit spewing out of Musk's mouth. Hey, I'm the richest man in the world. You got no right to say anything. I mean, that's disgusting. If you're rich, you could come in. If you're poor, you can't.
Well, that's basically what this procedure would be if he can get Congress to enact it. And then knowing him, he's going to try and enact it by executive order. But because it defies federal statutes, it's unconstitutional. Only Congress could do this. I don't think Congress would ever do this for the reasons you articulated. The Democrats would be against it, and the more thoughtful Republicans would be against it. There wouldn't be a majority for it.
To have said this, Stephen, to have put that out there, shows you what this country's become.
Yes.
Again, in the magazine this week, Judge, we have an article the 10% of the country, the 10% are responsible for 49% of consumer sales. 10%. 49%. The middle class, when we grew up, there was a middle class. It's all gone. All shrinking, 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 shrinking. The rich own everything. And all you got to do is look at this administration, and it's right in front of everybody's eyes. Only the billionaires are there. If you're not rich, get the hell out of here. And again, you could see the inauguration with Trump, all the little clowns from the tech world. Peachy, Zuckerberg, Musk, Bezos.
Don't forget Mrs. Adelson, arguably the most powerful person on the dais there.
And what did she give Trump?
$100 million that we know of.
Yeah. And what did her husband give her? Another $100 million before he died.
Her husband gave Trump a lot of money before he died. More than that $100 million. Yep.
Yeah. And what did Trump do? He moved the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and said to Israel, hey, you know that land you stole from Syria? It's yours.
Yeah.
And now Israel is controlled 30% of the water in Syria. They're stealing more and more land in Syria. They have they violated the ceasefire agreement in Lebanon. They're bombing with the bombs that you mentioned that United States has given to Israel, destroyed entire neighborhoods and cities in southern Israel. Innocent people's homes bombed to ruin. So this thing is going to ramp up. I see it. This Israel war is going to ramp up. And before you know it, we're going to be at war with Iran if this keeps going in the direction it's going in.
Just remember who has a defense pact with Iran. Moscow.
Yep. And you don't have to be good at math to figure this out. Iran has 91 million people. Israel has 7 million Jewish people living in Israel.
Right.
So 91 against 7 million. And the Iranians are very advanced militarily, scientifically, and technologically.
Yes.
These are advanced people. And there's more and more talk out about Israel and the United States attacking Iran. So we've got to see what's going to happen here. This is a wild ride into the future like I've never seen in my life. Nothing like, no president like this where we've seen so much happen. Oh, what is it? A month and 6 days? A month and 6 days this guy's in office, and look at all that's happening every day, every day, every day. And that's why you have to go to Judging Freedom, because the judge is reporting on this with the top people in the United States to give you the facts, the information, and the forecast of what's next and where it's going. Judge, thanks so much for being here, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Gerald. A pleasure, my dear friend.